what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is fantastic.
Jimmy Patronis is on the line with us, our congressman for District 1, Northwest Florida. It's a little different time. We just had some scheduling issues with yesterday. He was traveling, so wanted to get him on as soon thereafter as we could. Jimmy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you for having me. Am I coming through okay? I hear a little static on your end.
You sound perfect on this end. Actually, probably you sound better than me. Nice.
I just wanted to say congratulations. I voted for you, and it's
That's Candy, who used to hear you on.
You're so great.
I know it.
I'm so glad. I was so glad when Trump put this. Anyway, you're amazing. I love you. Okay, bye.
So lots of stuff.
Well, appreciate it.
Lots of stuff since you and I last talked. I think one of the big bills was the rescission bill, which is to pull back funding that had previously been granted. I think the big news item here was that it was NPR and PBS getting cut, but also foreign aid getting cut. In my opinion, USAID, like, there are lots of problems in USAID, but I was reading a very interesting study recently that indicated that the number of lives that are saved by our health initiatives around the world, whether it's malaria or HIV AIDS or infant mortality questions, I mean, USAID makes a huge difference in lives saved, but I know there are problems too. Can you maybe tell us where we're at on the USAID side?
Yeah, look. Was there a segment of members of Congress who had a lot of just anxiety about rescission? Yes, because there's definitely a feeling of the separation of powers between the legislative and the executive branches. Is we set the budget and the money and you spend it. So then when you have a president deciding that, hey, I'm not going to spend this money and I want you to take it back, that's kind of going against it. So you get some purists out there that truly believe this is against the will of the people. So, this is where I think what ultimately was accomplished is as this rescission package did pass, there's going to be organizations and institutions that have been beneficiaries of these tax dollars, they're going to get a wake-up call that, guys, just because the cash flow is coming from the federal government doesn't mean that we're not going to pay oversight to how you're spending those dollars. So this is no different than what happened with these categories, whether PBS or the foreign aid or National Public Radio, that they've gotten outside of their lane. So color inside the lines, be responsible with the U.S. taxpayers' dollars, and then you'll have the opportunity to come back and make your arguments to Congress for any changes you want to see moving forward. But I think, a lot of this stuff goes on autopilot, and it happens from the federal to the state, or the federal to international, from the state to even local governments, where those dollars, they get issued, and then they may not get spent for 100% of what they were instructed to be spent for. And that's just not acceptable. So I think this was a good shot across the bow. I think there's a heck of a lot more that could have been cut, but this is at least a start.
Yeah. And I guess Mike, and I agree with all of that. My question is, I feel like the United States has done over the decades, has done so much good around the world and bad too, and waste too, certainly, and fraud too.
Sure.
That there are millions and millions of people who are alive because of our health initiatives, particularly. And I hate the idea of all of that going away. And, when Democrats say, well, you're cutting funding and killing people, I mean, we'd be cutting funding and killing people. And I hate to think that would be the case. And so I'm just wanting to make sure that there are, people like you who are up there watching to see that at least the good stuff we do is going to continue to be funded at appropriate levels.
Every dollar, and it's all absorbing. Every dollar's got to be managed, in my opinion. There, I used to say, if you watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. And it's no different whenever somebody decides that we're not going to give you as much money this year as you got last year. They will roll out the worst of worst of the greatest human tragedies in order to try to create a stop or impasse to that dollar being cut. But it is what it is. I mean, we got to stop sending our money to other people, and we got to manage it better. So they now have to come back and show, too, that their product of work, of what type of success they've had, or what they've done with the dollars they've received. I think this is all a fair question to be asking. Unfortunately, this went a little further, and the money is being taken away. So this will be a real wake-up call, not just to those entities we clawed money back from, but anybody who's a beneficiary of U.S. taxpayers' dollars.
Jimmy, one of the things I keep hearing from people about the whole Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America thing is that this is really all this is about oil drilling. And if you change the name, then all of a sudden it changes any of the prohibitions which were there. The city of Pensacola just on Thursday passed a statement in which they said, you know, we just don't want offshore drilling. And that's, you know, I mean, many communities around Florida, as you know, this is a big issue both militarily for the Gulf Test Range, but also for our environmental issues. When I go to Mobile and I look out on the water, I think, God, thank God we don't have that here, because it's everywhere there's an oil rig, and we just don't have it in Florida. Can you maybe clarify where we stand with keeping the Gulf free of oil drilling rigs, especially with that Gulf of America thing?
Yeah, that's right. We have taken a statewide legislative congressional delegation approach that anytime this subject rears its head, that we unite together. This is one of several issues that the entire Florida delegation really stands together on. There's just no appetite for it. And I always tell those that decide, especially in our backyard, that decide this is a good thing. I said, you cannot tell me, you know, when you look at the economic activity that comes from our military installations in the Gulf Coast. Now, if you start any type of drilling in the Gulf, now you're going to jeopardize those missions, and they may have to go somewhere else. So, and my attitude has always been, you've got to show me where drilling is not going to generate the equivalent amount of money. You've got to generate more money than what we're going to have if you affect those missions and how they leave and the prosperity they bring to Northwest Florida. So, you know, my attitude is, the more every county commissioner, city commissioner that is hearing the show today, we welcome any resolutions you want to set on half your commissions or your councils. Send them to us. Let's just continue to keep this an issue that's important to our coastal areas, but more importantly, to our military missions.
Do you feel like, because the president is from New York, right? He's not from Florida, even though he lives here now, and he's a drill baby drill guy, right? So do you think he understands that concept when it comes to the Gulf?
I think he comes and goes. At the end of the day, as long as you have those the drop in fuel prices like you're having, it really doesn't make it attractive to do that drilling in the Florida waters. So I mean, he has been effectively at turning the economy in favor of the user, and this is a good thing. I don't see him, you know, wanting to put our military missions in jeopardy. But you know, the one thing I love about the president, he is not afraid to throw things against the wall and see if they stick. So again, if he says something that may be based on the audience he's from, don't read too much into it. It's probably because somebody got to him and stirred his pot right before he got to the microphone.
Gotcha. The cryptocurrency legislation. I am not a particularly knowledgeable person about this subject, but what I have read about it is very interesting. I guess there's a couple of bills still pending, and there's a bill that you guys already passed. This issue of a stable cryptocurrency, because it's backed by dollars, is interesting compared to the completely untethered ones. Can you tell us, what has Congress done and doing on the subject?
So one thing that we wanted to do is we put into law that you cannot create a central bank digital currency. So that makes it loud and clear that once we go into the digital currency, we're already there, but we're in the digital currency market, that the federal government can't turn on its own coin. What's important about this, and what is feared by many, and I'm concerned about, is so you decide to set up your own wallet using this federally backed digital currency, well, then the federal government can turn and turn on and turn off your wallet, or they can take your money from you. We're not going to allow that to ever happen, and now U.S. law prevents that from ever being the case. So we're putting in guardrails to ensure that there's always a free market when it comes to those currencies. We're creating a pathway for those that want to create stable coins that can be pegged to a U.S. dollar. But we've also got language in play that says those transactions can't be, can't be surveilled. So we will, your transactions are your transactions, they stay private. Those are things I think are important, just out of just respect to the to our U.S. citizens. So I mean, it's stability, it's more transparency, and also protecting their money while it's in their possession.
The story that had kind of been circulating, I think it was late last week, was about the EPA cutting its research. But then the question is, what about the EPA facility out on Pensacola Beach? And you had told Channel 3, I think, that that's all staying. Did I understand that story correctly?
Yeah. So, I think there was something. I remember when I got reached out by WAR on this, I'm thinking, this is news to me. I even reached out to the administrator myself over the weekend. And I bounced off of him, what I was getting questioned with, and he thought it was, that doesn't make any sense. So I think some things were taken out of context. But anytime there's going to be any type of cut at any level or any agency, just like what we talked about a little bit earlier regarding, people are going to roll out the worst case scenarios, mm-hmm. and it's no different when we're trying to tighten our belts on waste, fraud, and abuse. With the Medicaid dollars in our state, what are the different entities they roll out that we're going to close down rural hospitals? So they roll out what is seen as the most, the most passionate, vulnerable element of service providers, and they make it sound like we're going to put those out in the street, like they rolled out a bunch of pregnant mothers and saying we're not going to give them services. So, I mean, again, I think a lot of people are concerned about any type of cuts. But, guys, we have got to watch out for people's money. Yeah. At the end of the day, I mean, I want you spending your money. I don't want the federal government wasting your money.
We saw that with the NPR PBS stuff, right? Like, we know it's a very, very small percentage of the funding, but all of a sudden, all of these rural stations are going to go away, they say, and nobody's going to get their weather information anymore. And, people are going to die in storms because, you had the audacity to cut 1% of the funding for, government broadcasting. Like, I get what you're saying about the worst thing gets trotted out as the reason that you can't do any kind of a cutback or any kind of a reduction. Last thing, we're talking to Congressman Jimmy Patronis. Obviously, that one of the big talking topics right now is the Epstein files. We have the folder, we don't have the folder. They don't exist. We're going to release. We're not going to release, and then meanwhile, the MLK Jr. files get all released. What do you think needs to be done with the Epstein? Whatever data is out there. Now we're going to bring out the grand jury testimony, but not maybe all the files. What do you want to see happen?
So, one, I'm a big transparency guy. Full transparency, then people get all their questions answered however they want. I have no problem getting everything all released. But I think at the end of the day, this is a massive energy and time suck. At the end of the day, I want to continue pushing more rescission packages. I want to continue saving our country from a fiscal health, from undoing all these policies of the Biden administration did over the last 4 years. I want to pass President Trump's executive orders. But when you have issues like a dead pedophile's, black book list consuming everything that we're trying to do for the good of the people, it's frustrating. So yeah, my attitude is, can we quit talking about it so we can start doing some good? Because I don't know Jeffrey Epstein. He did horrible things, for those crazies out there that want to get to the bottom of it, let them have it. I just want to work. Okay. And right now the Epstein files have gotten to the point where it has created an impasse for us getting things done because we have such a slim majority and the Democrats have found an issue that they've been able to basically block any committee moving forward because they're loading it up with Epstein amendments. So, that's why, at least I'd like when the president has some jurisdiction in this and he is getting the Department of Justice, at least he starts. Well, hell, yesterday he dropped 250,000 pages dealing with the Martin Luther King assassination. So, right. So he's definitely in the mindset of getting the stuff vetted and flushing it out just to settle the conspiracy theories.
Well, surely you're not implying that in the United States of America, we occasionally fixate on the wrong thing. I know that cannot be something that you would be saying.
Love gossip. I'm sorry.
We're so human.
Oh my God. Gossip. But I want to work, man. I come up here away from my family, my friends, the part of the country that I love. to deal with trying to change the world, and then we can't move an inch because of a dead pedophile. I mean, it's stupid.
You're
right.
What?
Get it out there so we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Jimmy Petronas is our congressman from Northwest Florida. Jimmy, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you, as always, for the time. I appreciate it. I do hope you get to work, frankly.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. I appreciate
All right.
you. See you, buddy.